Hawaii, the former home of Don Ho, Harry Owens, and the Royal Hawaiians, and God, what was the woman's name? Damn it. Hilo Hattie.
Hilo Hattie, yeah, okay.
To talk to rapacious, licentious, lascivious Dick Allgaier.
And there you go again. You forgot to refer to me by my correct gender and pronouns.
Oh, God.
I'm identifying this month as a non-binary porpoise, and my pronouns are eek!
Yeah. Oh, that's
hope
okay
I
with me.
Ears out with that.
Identifying
try
with
to get it right.
What the hell? Whoever made this crap up? It was no contest to get it in the media, in the commercials, and they had all the communist, fascist corporate chiefs behind it. Jeez, sickening. So how are you feeling? Everybody wants to know.
Oh, I am much better than I was last month. I guess I did the program last month, but I was still a little weak. I missed a couple. I don't really remember the illness. I think I was like in bed for a long time, but it's fading away, my memory of it, which is probably a good thing.
Well, good. You don't need to dwell on that. You were intolerably ill. Intolerable.
Yeah, it was pretty sick.
I'm
doing okay. I swam 1,000 meters today. I ran about 1,000 meters on the sand.
Good.
There's a little obstacle course of homeless people sleeping on the beach when I get down to there. So you run around them. It's a nice little course.
Why don't you run through them? That would be more fun.
Yeah, I could leap over them. I don't want to disturb them.
That's right.
We have some people get shipped here from the mainland. I think cities just say, hey, you want to go to Hawaii? And they buy them a one-way ticket.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I did news stories on that. This was years ago. We had a call from flight attendants saying, hey, I work for such and such airlines. There's homeless people on our flights. And I asked them, and they say, oh, yeah, the city of Portland said Hawaii's great. It's warm. You won't be cold. They have a lot of it's a Democrat state, so they give you all these benefits.
Yeah. Let's flush the toilet on paradise.
Money,
no
and
problem.
They send them with a one-way ticket. There's a lawmaker here in Hawaii that was would take up donations, and because some of the people would get here and then want to go back, so we'd help them get back. But it's the homeless situation here. I'll have to send you some pictures sometime. Maybe next month when we do it, on my trip to the beach and back. There's a lot of homeless, and there's going to be a lot more.
Well, I just said they're flushing the toilet on paradise. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's
hot here. I dislike August and September.
You need to get to the high country on Maui or somewhere.
Well, I'm working on it. When cryptos go, I'll go.
I know.
There was a big fire the other night up the hill from me. A home went up, and it was like, 10:30, and my wife was asleep, and I was getting ready to go to sleep. And I hear, I'm an old news guy, so you hear the sirens. And I go, And so a couple went by.
Rings.
I went, wow, that was a couple. And then a couple more went by. I went, oh, that's a second alarm. And then more kept coming. I go, wow, that's a third alarm.
Then you got in your car and you drove over.
No, I didn't. I went out on my balcony and I looked up and I could see it. It was quite spectacular up on the hill. It was a home. A couple people, they got out okay. And they lost their home, but it was noisy.
What causes most home fires? I wonder. I've always wondered that.
A bad electrical thing, like you don't, you have some electrical product that is old, a frayed cord, overcooked food. people put food on the stove and forget about it.
Yeah. That electrical thing always bothers me. You ever notice electricians? You electricians out there would know this. They go through, and let's say they're wiring a house, okay, or whatever, and they're snipping wires and pulling the insulation off of them so they can put them into a receiver and so forth. And they don't ever pick up their droppings. They just cut the wire off, and whatever falls on the floor, they at least leave it. It's funny. No, we don't pick things up. I asked one guy once. No, we don't pick things up.
Well, they're electricians, not maids. That's a different union.
That was basically the message I got back. We don't pick things up. No, what are you talking about? Snip, snip, drop, drop, snip, drop, drop, snip.
Funny. Well, electricians and plumbers make good. I just had an electrician up at my house because I bought the fine Democratic lawmakers of the state of Hawaii mandated that our coal-fired power plant needed to be shut down because with 2,500 miles of ocean in every direction, one little coal-fired plant putting out some CO2.
Oh, could be the end. Could be the end. What's left of the North
Pacific.
You know,
the Earth is gonna, life is going to end on Earth. If right. This tiny speck. If you look at the Pacific Ocean, you can't even see Oahu, and there's one tiny coal plant. And they had, by law, they had to shut it down September 1st. So I bought three portable. I can't do solar because I'm in a condo, an old condo. But I bought three panels that I can put on my south-facing balcony so I can at least have a fan when the electricity goes off. And it's going to.
What's crypto at right now?
Bitcoin. Oh, Bitcoin's about 23. It's up to 25 over the weekend, and Bitcoin is down to, let me look, 23.8. Okay, it's around 24. So it needs to get to 28,000 to have a chance. It's got to break through that, and then it'll go. It's going to be end of the year at the earliest, so... I'm not. Jeff's asking because I want to buy a home, and I need cryptos to go before I buy a home.
So. We're pulling for Dick and Mimi to get out of the condo.
Yes. Well, it's the EMF that's the problem.
Well, you got the thing I recommended, and you were very smart to do that. Is it... Can you breathe through it okay, or does it get a little muggy when it's hot like this?
No, it breathes okay. I put a fan on.
Good.
And what we're talking about is an EMF tent, and it's like a
like a mosquito
mesh,
net.
Like a mosquito net. Oh, and here's the best. here's my wife's favorite use for it. Is the other night we have these cockroaches in Hawaii. We nicknamed them B-52s. Because they fly, and they're about 2 inches, 3 inches long. They're huge.
I thought you'd name them homeless.
They're really big. And I don't think they'll hurt you, but they're just gnarly. You know, they're just gnarly.
Don't throw them away. Soon enough, there'll be cockroach and cheese for lunch.
So my wife is... going to bed, and I'm turning off my computer, and she goes, "We have a cockroach." "Where?" And it's up. It crawled on the ceiling out of our bedroom and into the hallway. And my wife is the cockroach killer, so she got a towel and a little stool, and she stood up and went to smash a towel against it. And it scurried away. It flew down to the floor and ran off into our bedroom. And so there's a bunch of stuff it can get behind. So it skirted behind some stuff. So now it's 10:30 at night, and there's a cockroach in the room. So we just realized that we could seal up the EMF tent, and it couldn't get in. So we went to sleep and never saw it again.
Right. Well, if you see it now, so, don't worry about it. Go after it. We like to hear these things. I never tell you the story. Tex Mars, and his wonderful wife, Wanda, she said, Tex was on the program. She said, Tex, there's a scorpion. And was in their bed. And it was quite hilarious because I texted, I'll call you back. I said, no, stay here. And they went to war against this scorpion. It was quite funny. You had to hear it.
I miss his voice. He had the most rich southern, like Oklahoma drawl or Texas drawl. Yeah. Great voice. Great voice,
Jimmy,
that guy.
How about Jimmy Mars?
Oh, yeah. I miss them both. Tex Mars and Jimmy Mars. So I was in my tent today. I'm a little loopy. I was working on a remote viewing target. And I've been doing this target for about 3 days. And it's really interesting. I don't know what it is, but I know it's interesting. It was one that I can't talk about it because it's active and I'm the other viewers are working it. But I'll tell you a little bit about the process. This one was one. What I do traditionally is they email me a target. Like I get a, like, your mission, Mr. Phelps, should you choose to accept. So I get an email and says, okay, here's the target, 5369-7102. And you have a week and a half. So that's all I'm told, 5369-7102. That's not a real target ID. I made that up. I don't want to give the real one out because people can muck with it. But,
got it.
So I go, okay, I got to do this, and I know it's for crypto viewing. It's people pay to see this at our private site. And so I write that down on my list of things to do, like, okay, tomorrow, 5369-7102. So I don't start gathering data, but it's just there, like, on my mind. Like, I know I'm going to have to do this, and I'm drawn to it. Like, okay, I want to do this. Like, it beckons to me. And I don't try to figure out what it is. And then the day I'm going to work it, I clean my desk off, everything off my desk, clean it, and I put that target ID in a piece of paper and a clean stack of paper and a pen laid across it. And then I look at that all day. 5369-7201. And then I eat some food. And this one was good because when I sit down and I address it by writing that ID and then visualizing that ID, and then I close my eyes for a second. And I close my eyes for a second and a half, and it just, I got this rush of information, like, wow, I know that it's this. It's a situation that I'm looking at. And so I was like, wow, I can't wait to work this one. Sometimes you do it and you write that down and you close your eyes and try to look and you see like blackness, like, okay, reset, do it again. Like, okay, what was that? It was a shadowy thing. I have no idea what it was. And then it's like you get a sound like someone coughing or, you know, a metal clanging. You just get these little bits of data and you have to piece that together over like an hour or two to get a picture of what it is. But this one came right. This was like a target that wanted to be worked. That makes sense to you. It's like,
Sure. No, I got it. My turn. I got it.
Yeah. So I sat down for an hour and a half and got my colored pencils out and I was drawing shit and just getting all these ideas. But I kind of got a story, but I don't know who it was or what. I think I know the time frame of it. And then I stopped and sent that in. And at some point you either get a go or no go. Like sometimes they'll say, well, sorry about that. That's not really, doesn't look on, so you start again. And on this one, I was told, you're in the ballpark. keep going. So I worked it another day, and then today I worked it. So it's fun. I'll tell you what it was next time.
Okay.
I can't talk about what I saw because this will get put up on our site tomorrow, and the other guys are working it. So no target talk. I gave a target to some advanced students. Here's an ethical question about remote viewing. I gave a target that was a missing woman target that we had worked at Hawaii Remote Viewers Guild 10 years ago. There was this lady up in Wenatchee, Washington named Mackenzie Cowell, and somebody in our group had some association with the family, and she was missing, and they were very distraught. So we worked it, and we got really good data. We did a really big project. They found her, but our data of where she was found was exact and what had happened and everything. So we have these advanced students that we're training in a working group. So I tasked that target. And there's one guy that he's training his young daughter how to remote view. So I told them, don't let your daughter work this. Like, don't give her this target. But I didn't think about the other viewers. And there was a lady in Europe that just got really angry with me. Like, how dare you give me that? She had a very bad reaction to it. And I was like, oh, I wrote her an email. Like, I'm so sorry. You know, if you don't want to work that kind of thing, we will, you know, let us know.
This is a viewer.
Yeah.
In Europe, the European group.
No, it's a advanced student from the European viewers. They do all kinds of stuff. I mean, they're military. Okay. Yeah. They'll
all right, you don't have to go there. It's all right.
But all this right. was a woman who's done the first, you know, 6 months of training and is now going on. But I didn't think about it. You know, that you got to be careful. Some people don't like some targets.
Well, they shouldn't be viewers. Sorry. You view what you view. Come on.
Well, I'll give you an example of why it can be beneficial to do a target like that. We had a project we did years ago. This was, 1999 or 2000. There was a guy here in Hawaii that disappeared named Simon Owen. And he went hiking just in the mountains above my house. And they found his bike with the lock on it. But he disappeared. No trace of him. And so they had a big, it was on the news. I covered it for the news. It was the big search. Never found him. His mother was on the mainland. And
to this day?
This was back that, well, he.
I don't want to ruin the story, so like, go ahead. No, go ahead.
This was in the late 1990s. And so the police department was aware of us. Mm-hmm. We knew some private investigators that knew missing person detectives. And so because I was on the news, this missing person detective contacted me and said, this group that does remote viewing, he said, I'm at my wit's end here. I have nothing. The mother's coming. And the guy just vanished. We don't know what happened to him, and there's no trace of him. Would you work that? So we worked it as a target, and the data that came in was a lone man. He was alone. See, the mother wanted to know, is my son dead? How did he die? Did someone abduct him and rob him and leave his body? Did he suffer? Maybe he went crazy and is, changed his identity and moved to Rio de Janeiro. She just didn't know. And so our data was that he was alone. He was hiking on a steep hillside And then we had a man plunging, falling, hitting his head, tumbling, and he fell off the ridge, the east side of the island of Oahu is a mm-hmm. very, very steep, because mm-hmm. the volcano cracked off and fell into the sea. So it's just these sheer cliffs. Yeah. And if you're up there and you make a wrong step, you can step right into you can step into what looks like a bush, but there, and you're gone. So that happened to him. And so we made an official report, like a 15 page report with our analytical assessment and showed all the data. And the detective had us meet with the guy's mother, and we gave the data to her, and she was very thankful. She goes, you know, I believe you, and I think that's what happened, and thank you. And she donated money to us. So, and we actually did there's a technique of doing directional ideograms from known locations, and we narrowed it down to this certain area of a cliff, but they didn't have resources. It's really rugged place. They didn't go in. They could have found his remains, I think. So that was a case where that would be disturbing for a viewer, because this guy, you know, died a pretty, bashed his head. But it was worth doing because it gave the mother some.
No, that was a good thing. Very nice.
You know, I've done a few missing. It does affect you as a viewer. Like when I did the girl that was up in
Maui,
Natchi, I got on to target by the the thud thump. The guy was dragging her body over some rocks, and I became his awareness, and it was like he was irritated to be taking out the trash, and I was thinking his thoughts, and I was just like, oh, man, what am I thinking this for?
Jeez.
And I put down my pen, and I was blind to the target, right? And so yeah. I'm sitting there, and I'm done, and I'm shaken up. I'm thinking, wow, I was just thinking thoughts about killing someone and having to get rid of their body, and I didn't even care. It was just something to be disposed of, and I was like, oh man, this is not good. And then I figured out what I was given feedback on the target, and I went, wow, I was in the mind of a psychopath. So it can be destabilizing, but the target I just did is nothing like that. The target I just did is it's going to be a uplifting consciousness type of thing, I think. I had fun with it. So those are good targets.
Well, my friend, you've described something that's very interesting, to be able to actually, I don't want to say supersede, but meld into the consciousness of somebody doing something like that is pretty interesting. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, in that moment.
Taking the trash out. Taking the trash
just
out.
Just a few moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to dispose of the body. He killed her, and he was like, oh, this is a mess. I got to clean this up. And no care for her. Yeah.
No, that's a psychopath. Come on.
So let's talk about some more cheery things. I'll plug our site, which is CryptoViewing, patreon.com/CryptoViewing, where we do forecasts of cryptos. We do woo-woo targets. We do, like, one of the most interesting targets we did last year, and I'd never heard of him, was the Count of Saint Germain.
Yeah.
He was like a big Freemason guy back in the...
Yeah. Saint Germain, yeah.
Edward Reardon and I worked him. Naeem drew him exactly, so we all got really good data on him. And we were, before we got feedback, but when our work was all done, should have brought Reardon on to talk about this. I called him. I said, Edward, are you done with that target? And he goes, yeah, I am. He goes, you submitted your stuff. It's time stamped. He goes, yeah, yeah. I go, me too. What'd you get? And he goes, oh, dude, I went off, man. It was this guy. And he said, it's like he lived five lifetimes. And I said, same. Oh, yeah. It was like he could reincarnate or something. Yeah, yeah. And that was exactly, I think that there are, when you reach a high enough level of consciousness on this earth and you're given the, like, secrets of the super elite illuminated ones, some of them can consciously reincarnate so that they can come back in the same family with the same money and remember what they did before. You think that's possible? You ever heard of that?
I don't rule anything out. No, I have not heard of that. Someone being able to select the family with the money to come back and re-inhabit those circles. That's pretty interesting.
Okay, well, here's the really cool part about crypto viewing. And here's my big plug for patreon.com/cryptoviewing. If you like that kind of information.
Hold on. Hold that thought. Cryptoviewing.com will get anybody in there. But if you want the special information, you go Patreon.
Yeah.
That's where the special stuff goes. That's okay.
Yeah. You well know that we have good sources that give us really good information. And so the Saint Germain one, and this is just me speculating. I don't want to say this is true, but I think what happens is some people who know some information like that about, like, some of the elite can reincarnate consciously, they can't tell us that because that's a secret. But if they give us a remote viewing target and we come up with that data, that's fair game. See, that was remote viewing data that I told you. That's not true.
Interesting. I got it.
Okay, so if I say some of the elite can reincarnate and come back in their own family bloodline and continue the bloodline consciously and preserve their wealth, I mean, that'd be a nifty trick, right? You make $1 billion or $1 gazillion and you're old and feeble and you go, God, I've got all this money and all this knowledge and I want to do something with it. So, well, when you go to the light, take a left, go down this corridor, say this certain chant, and then you can come back as your own grandson, and you'll consciously be reincarnated with. Because that's the bad part about reincarnation is it wipes your memory, supposedly. Anyway, that was a really interesting target.
There's a way to access those memories. I don't know that we've figured it out yet, but the memories are there. They're in the book.
It leaks through. As you know, you can have past life regressions. You can get hypnotized, and it'll leak through. So, I'll do my rant. Did you see my rant I did on YouTube a few weeks ago? Can you handle the truth? I've got the notes. I'll do it for you right now. I was pretty proud of it. I amuse myself, Jeff. I'll be up at late at night and just go, I'm going to say this. Can you handle the truth? Why? I'm Dick Allgaier, and I'm an immortal soul inhabiting an aging flesh suit, experiencing the illusory experience of 3D reality on a tiny blue speck in an insignificant galaxy in a vast universe. Scientists say there are between 100 and 400 billion stars just in our galaxy, the Milky Way, and many of them have planets that support life. The Hubble telescope and now the Webb platform have found about 200 billion galaxies. Many humans have mistakenly believed that we are alone in this solar system. That's not the case. ETs found, or maybe even created, this ball of water and Earth and designed life using DNA as the assembly tool. Yes, as the Bible says, we were made in their image. Now, there is a God that encompasses everything that we can't understand because it is everything. Too much for us to fathom. There are so-called smaller gods who run this solar system and this part of the galaxy. The reason we would consider them as gods is because they control time, energy, and consciousness. They've been overseeing and manipulating our existence since the beginning. They pretty much stay out of sight. Why you're not told about UFOs. The purpose for us being here is multifaceted. Spiritual growth, competition, because it's called the human race, profit, we're a farm, and harvesting of multidimensional energy. And it's a thrilling experience for all involved. Now, there are certain bloodlines that have been tasked with administering the flock. That's a touchy subject that we don't want to get into. There are contracts, covenants, and titles that date back to ancient times, and this law supersedes any national law. In fact, nation states were given to us as an illusion of self-governance, when in fact they facilitate the greater control grid. What you see happening now, as the old system comes apart at the seams, is planned well in advance, directed, and conducted with precision. It's a big job, and it's about to get messy. You and I, as landless serfs, have absolutely no say in what is about to happen. It's a system you cannot change. You can only learn how to navigate within it. And money is a magical spell. If you understand how that works, you can step into the flow of the current and manifest enough to have abundant comfort, if not great wealth. And this is not financial advice. This experience of life on Earth can be quite an interesting journey, and that's what we talk about on Patreon. Money is a great spell, and Bitcoin, Jeff, is one of the greatest spells of all. I'm trying to do a segment on how Bitcoin works, and I know some listeners like get mad. Ah, Dick is a shill for Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is just another level of a monetary spell. They took this computer code. That's all it is computer code that was housed on a computer, and then they passed it out to people for free. Mm-hmm. 10 or 11 years ago, Bitcoin was free. They were giving it away. And then they assigned it as like a penny. Like you could get, I get 100 Bitcoin for a penny. Like, why would I pay a penny for 100 Bitcoin? And Cliff High said there was a day that Bitcoin was worth $1. This was a few years into it. And he went, holy crap, Bitcoin reached parity with the dollar. And it's nothing. It's just computer code. If you have Bitcoin, there's no coin that you own. If you have a wallet, there's no Bitcoin in your wallet. It's just a key to the code, and the code exists on a 1,000 computers around the world, and they all agree that that's the code. So as soon as they agree, you can have a piece of that code, and that's now worth $24,000. If that's not a magical spell, I don't know what is. But it's going to be the new spell that runs there. It'll be worth $100,000, then $200,000, then $1 million. I'll end my Bitcoin rant.
That's not a rant. Sounds like that's just nice, rosy, cheerful forecast. I like that.
There can only be 21 million Bitcoin. fewer than that because some have been lost, but there can't ever be any more. So it's it's like I have news for people. You know, the U.S. dollar is going to die. It's going to have one last soaring, like the value of the dollar is going to go up against all of the other currencies for a while. And it's going to just like, oh, wow, the U.S. dollar is so strong. And then it's going to go, because China, Brazil, India, Russia,
BRICS,
they're not going to use the dollar anymore. They're already stopping. I mean, that's they don't tell Americans that, but it's...
Well, it was all done under the guise of sanctions. No.
Yeah.
No sanctions. It was done under the guise of sanctions to actually facilitate the next step, which is what they're doing.
Russia's stronger than ever. The ruble's doing... The sanctions aren't hurting
just,
Russia at all.
They're having a wonderful time there. Okay, we've got a lot of... viewing ditties.
Oh, you want to go look at some of those? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Let me go to your page and see what I sent.
Yes.
Our new viewer, Dennis Nappy, he's the kind of the ringleader of our debriefs. He hosts the debriefs, and he's learning remote viewing from Daz, and he had a really good hit. See, tonight's guests. That would
How do
be
we
me.
Do with our little conversation? Did that go up on Patreon?
Oh, yeah, that's up, and it got a lot of good. For the people listening, the Jeff Rentz program that you don't get to hear is the one when my really good source, who's in another country, calls me up and says, we got to talk about China is going to invade Taiwan. Can you get Jeff Rentz on the phone and we'll do a conversation with him? Can you record it? So I hit record and I call you and you're having your afternoon nap.
I was out.
You did great.
Well, good.
Yeah, but you're a pro. Okay, so we go to Dick Allgaier's amazing remote viewing session. The first one was a blind target and we were doing a crypto.
Yeah.
H-O-P-R, which is a pretty, I'd never heard of it. It's one of the lesser crypto tokens. And I said, well, one of the ladies, it has short hair and she looks like this. And I drew her pretty exactly.
Yeah, you did.
Her name is Katrina Lutzinger. And then she's got another name. I forget it. And then the one below that is Edward Reardon. That's it. He drew one of the graphics from their site. That is really complex data to just be given a target ID.
I mean, that boggles my mind. Look at that. Look at the layout in the center.
Yeah.
Same thing. Gee.
So that's, yeah, Edward, when he's on, he's really good. Then he had the Q sound, and there's a sub chain of this called the Q. That's one of the people that did it. Okay, and the next one is Dennis Nappy's plane crash. So every month we do remote viewing of next month's news events. And we have no shame. We just go and publish it, like, for our subscribers. Like, here's what we see happening. And so Dennis said, there's this plane that's going to run out of fuel. Like, oh, no, we're going down. But they all stay calm. He said they stay calm, but they run out of fuel. And then they make an emergency landing. And, like, 5 days later, a Delta plane had some fuel emergency. They were going across the ocean, and they just turned back and landed calmly. But that was very... You know, that doesn't happen every month.
No.
I saw a hailstorm in Canada, and I said Canada, and about 10 days later, you know, grapefruit-sized hail. I said golf ball, but they said grapefruit.
That'll kill you. That's fatal stuff. Oh, that's bad. That's
the
bad.
Weather is getting, the weather is getting real funky.
Yeah.
We can talk about that. Then Daz also got a shot from the website, and Daz drew the logo. So that's not easy to do. I'm amazed we can pull that up. Every week we do one of these, and people pay to see it. So did you? This was Oman got hit by a flash flood.
I ran the story.
Okay,
Oman
here's
doesn't
what's
get rain. Doesn't happen.
Well, no, they're going to start getting rain. So you're seeing drought in California, you know, the American West. There's drought in South America. I just talked to someone who was in Argentina and said, Argentina, there's a lake that they used to go to for recreation is drying up. What's happening is the weather patterns are changing because of the solar system. The sun is going through some part of space that changes the effect on the planets. I don't know how to explain that. It's very complicated. But you're going to see deserts turning green. You know, the Sahara Desert used to be like the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to start... You're going to see places that were desert turn green and places that were green turn desert. And this one's for you, Jeff. This lentil rice segment at the bottom. I found this guy. He's a Chinese guy. And he does really good YouTube cooking shows. Let me tell you a little hint about what's going to happen to YouTube. YouTube started out with people, you know, putting up fun videos of their cats 20 years ago or 15 years ago. And then it became a place for political discourse. The political discourse is going to be banned from YouTube. It's already being banned. I had my channel banned. YouTube is going to become a place for how-to videos, like how to, you know, change up.
Do it yourself.
Yeah. Do it yourself. Anyway, this guy, I used to do a cooking show on KITV many years ago. I was an obnoxious vegetarian at first, and I kept,
funny.
Give people all these, do you know what dairy products do to your, you know, your risk of cancer and you clog your arteries, and that meat is, you have a greater, and I was just really obnoxious about that, as many vegetarians can be. And my news director said, hey, listen, you know, but I would back it up with studies. I was pretty knowledgeable. So my news director said, okay, smart guy, you're so smart. I'm going to have you do a health report. And so I was doing my health report, and 1 week I found this lady that made a pasta dish, a Mediterranean pasta that was all vegetarian. And the phone in the newsroom lit up. It was like people were calling all night. What was the recipe? I want to know more of that. And so that, spawned a segment I called Cook Healthy Fast. So every Tuesday on the 5 o'clock news, I would cook a vegetarian entree. And I found this Chinese lady who was like in her 80s named Ruby Choi, and I called her Auntie Ruby, and I had her on with me, and she was irascible. She would just like, I'd make something and she'd go, it's not that good. Okay.
That's
and
cute.
Then she'd go, oh, that's really good. I'm going to make that. So the audience tune in to see, like, well, the braised tofu wasn't too great. But so anyway, I found this guy, and he does he has a great cameraman, and he edits them, and they're very well produced. This lentil rice, I made it for dinner tonight.
It looks like a winner. Oh, it looks terrific.
It's really easy. It's just basmati rice and lentils and a few spices, a little tomato, onion, and garlic. And he shows exactly how to do that. I did it. It turned out just like that, and it was really good. That's what you need. And, Jeff, here's the thing. If you follow that recipe, you'll have enough for dinner, and you can put some in some Tupperware, freeze some of it, put some in the refrigerator. You'll be eating it for, like, days. And it's really good.
Well, it looks beyond healthy, is what it looks like. And the video above that, if you look under Dick's name and guess, shows what happened in Oman. They don't get water like this.
It's my understanding of what's going to be happening with the weather system is we're heating up the water in the tropics. The water will go into the atmosphere. As it goes up to where it's cooling in the north, it's going to dump huge amounts of precipitation. So that's going to happen. One of our guys talked to a cattle rancher. And this is a third generation cattle rancher who has a big ranch in Texas. The cattle rancher said his grandfather, he's an old guy, and his grandfather, great grandfather, like generations back, they were going to move to California. It's like during the Dust Bowl or the Okies.
Yeah.
And so they had a trailer and a truck, and it broke down. And so when it broke down, they said, okay, this is where we're, and they just staked out the land and started a cattle ranch. So his family's been a successful cattle rancher. And he says, because of the drought and because of the bad corn crop, they can't feed their cattle. So all the ranchers are culling their herds. They're taking, he says, when he takes his cows to the auction, there's like a mile-long line of trucks. And cattle on the hoof, he quoted something like it used to be $2 a pound. That was a live steer or cow or whatever.
Yeah.
It's now down to pennies. So you're going to see this glut of meat. And then he said that there's a big agribusiness, multinational corporation from South America, like Argentina, that they do a lot of beef, and they're international. They do billions. They are buying up all the corn that they can get their hands on. If anybody produces corn, this corporation's coming in and goes, we want it all. Pay any price. So you're going to see a corn shortage. And corn it's in nothing you and I eat. But as everybody else eats a lot of corn, you know, high fructose corn syrup, it's in cornmeal, it's in everything. We're in the sudden death overtime of Western civilization. I was talking with Daz, our remote viewer in the UK, and he's like, people there aren't going to be able to heat their homes this winter. The average cost of home heating is going to be $5,000 this winter.
We're going to punish Germany, those Russians. Oh, we're going to get them.
Yeah. So, have you been watching Lake Mead?
Well, I see an occasional video of it, They have something called the third straw, S-T-R-A-W, like you put in a drink, a straw, and drink it. And it's 800 feet deep or something like that. And it will suck out most all of Lake Mead to keep Las Vegas green or keep Las Vegas in water. It should last for a few more years, I guess. It's called the third straw.
But there's a point where that straw is below the intake for the hydroelectric power.
Yes. So no more power. No.
They'll have water, but no power.
That's right. Yeah. We're in trouble. Yeah. But it's all been organized and...
Did you this Trump thing, the Trump raid? Let me tell your listeners what's going on there.
Go ahead.
Trump is playing his part perfectly. This is meant, it's theater designed to make both sides angry and frustrated. And yeah, it's perfectly done. The Trump people are hopping mad. Oh, the Gestapo, FBI. And the people that don't like Trump are going, oh, see, Trump stole documents. And they're just ratcheting up. Don't be part of it. Don't get mad at your family. Don't get mad at your friends. Don't get mad at your neighbors. Just ignore it and don't let it bother you.
Good advice.
That went fast. Try that lentil recipe.
It looks good.
Yeah, the guy, it's good. I made it. I give it a big endorsement. It was very good.
All right.
Yeah. You could have fun with that.
Very good. Thank you, Richard.
I'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, you're sounding good. Really good. Good news all the way around. Watch out for some of the homeless. They've been shot up, some of them, and they're crazy. Crazy things are going on. Crazy things.
Oh, I see them every day. On the beach, I'm sure. In the parks, along their businesses. They got their blue tarps and tents on the sidewalk. It's really sad. Well, enjoy the show and don't let it get you down.
Thank you. I appreciate
Landless.
That. Words to the wise, dear friends. All right.
Aloha,
say hi to Mimi.
From Hawaii, everybody. All right. Talk to you later.
Good night, Richard. Good night, Richard. All right. Dick Allgaier, one of the great remote viewers, and you get an inside look at some of this just to give you an idea of how talented these people are. All right. We'll be right back. 21 hours. Talk to you tomorrow. Be careful, and you still have a little time. Put some food away. Do your best. See you tomorrow.